people do read more often when they buy Kindles. 53% of ebook reader buyers now read more books than they ever did before, and 51% increased their purchase of ebooks.
This is Superfast Business with James Schramko. James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schramko here, and this episode is about ebooks, Amazon, Kindle, and the e-reader market growing dramatically. A recent study in the US shows the number of adults that own ebook readers has jumped from 10% to 19% over the mid-December up to early January 2012. Now, the holiday season may have something to do with that, but these numbers are there nonetheless. It's a huge business. Take Amazon.com and the Kindle e-reader as an example. Their brilliant decision to make the Kindle more affordable in mid-2010 has resulted in a surge in ebook sales over 2010 up to now. Hatchett Group reports a 130% increase in ebooks and audiobook sales from 2011, which made up for 22% of the company's overall revenue for that year. Other bookstores are reporting similar results. Hardcover and paperback sales are said to have dropped, a fact that many print book publishers somewhat resent. However, there's no stopping this advance in technology, and we must adapt if we're to run profitable businesses in the years to come. I've got a library and a large collection of books at home, and I've recently switched to the Kindle, and I'm sold. It's very practical, especially during travel. Expect e-reader numbers to further increase with devices like the new Kindle Fire. There are a few disadvantages, though. You can't hand your books over to a friend without handing over your e-reader. The great thing about e-books is that they're supported by most smartphones and tablet computers like your iPad. For me, the Kindle format does the job because delivery's faster and works across multiple devices. I'm looking to publish some of my own work on the Kindle in the coming months. From a business perspective, publishing ebooks is far more cost efficient, not to mention you can have an almost infinite amount of titles and never run out of stock. Your products are accessible to anyone around the world, equipped with an e-reader or any supported device, and delivery is instantaneous. I also expect kids and schools will really drive this into the education system. 50% of kids prefer to read ebooks, and a third of them say they'll read more with ebooks. In fact, people do read more often when they buy Kindles. 53% of ebook reader buyers now read more books than they ever did before, and 51% increased their purchase of ebooks. In fact, the average ebook reader reads 2.6 books per month versus the 1.9 print reader book. Not only that, 86% of ebook readers read once a week, and 51% of them daily, and 1 in 10 Americans are ebook reader owners, and 12% plan to buy one within 6 months. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If you could leave a comment on the blog or in iTunes, that would be great. I'm James Schramko.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.